Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So the dichotomy of the spring market of 2017, some, if not most of the sellers that we're working with have had fantastic street traffic, lots of people walking through, lots of interest. In some cases, in many cases, we've had multiple offers at well above list price. But some of the areas that we've been selling houses in have not popped the same way. Now, we just put a property under contract at 1414 Vernon, North Vernon Street in Arlington, Virginia, close to the Ballston Metro, that we had listed for $960,000. Now, the house, a three-bedroom, three-full-bath, single-family home, we had had dozens of people come through the property since we went live about 5 and 6 weeks ago or so. And that's great, but we weren't getting offers. But I've got a key that helps me with my clients to help them understand where the market is, and that is the feedback that we get, which is the most important aspect in communication with a client. After you've done the proper marketing, after you're disseminating information effectively through the internet, using the radio show as I do, talk about my properties, and then just following up with the agents who show properties to try to get their interest and try to land their prospect. But the feedback we get from those agents, because we set every one of our listings is handled by appointment only, and we have a showing service, which is aftermarket, that we've hired to take the calls from Joe and Sue Realtor who want to show your house tomorrow from 5 to 6. Instead of you getting the call from them and having to scribble on a piece of paper next to your phone while you're cooking dinner and trying to remember where that note is that you've made to remind yourself and when they're coming, no, avoid that. Showing service actually calls, texts, or emails to get your permission to allow for a showing, but also then records the name, the date, the time, the phone number, and the company that that realtor is coming from. So you and I can be on the same page in the feedback and discuss what people are saying. Here's what happens. You list a house for what you hope it will sell for, and the market sometimes is there. And when it's not there, you need to adjust the price by 5% in order to generate new prospects for the home. If you're listed for $1 million, that's a $50,000 price adjustment. You might say, holy cow, you just gave $50,000 away. Well, no, I didn't. If we've been up for 5 or 6 weeks and we've had no offers like some of the listings that I have, and we adjust our price to $950, we're now going to attract a different group of buyers who might look from $850 to $950 but wouldn't have gone to $1 million because they're not looking to spend as much as that. Or a group of buyers who are looking between $8 and $9 who might look up as high as $950. Same point on a $650,000 property. If you make a 5% adjustment, that's about $40,000. That gets you to $610,000. The true cut would be $600,000, which is more than 5%. In fact, it's closer to 8%, but that's a painful pill to swallow for some sellers. You have to get to where it makes sense to bring the property to the market to generate interest. A house at 525, well, you make a 5% adjustment, you're right at 500. Not at 499, folks. You don't want to be at 499. You want to be at 500 because buyers are looking between 4 and 5, 5 and 6. Now, if you're listed with a broker, I'm not advising you on how to deal with your own business of selling with your broker because you're already in an exclusive right to sell relationship. So this is really for everybody else who might be listening. Maybe you've tried to sell your home in the past and it expired, unsold, and you're not on the market now. Well, think about how to get your house up for sale and sell it well. The property on North Vernon Street, we tried $1 million to start with. We made about a 5% adjustment. We got a price fairly close to our list price to get it all done. And at the end of the day, our clients are very happy. We helped them also identify a beautiful condominium to move into in the Ballston area. And they're working with Terry Ann Labui and my group there. So, making proper price adjustments based upon the feedback that you get is an important decision that you have to make. Otherwise, like the landing of a space shuttle, where there's a window of time where that space shuttle can come back to Earth, if you miss the opportunity to land it well with the heat and strength of the market, you will actually miss the opportunity and chase the market as it drops throughout the rest of the year. Because prices do drift. They do. Every year. Fireworks go up, the sales drop off, and prices drift. So we're now into our third week of April. We've still got a couple of months, a month and a half to 2 months left of our spring market for 2017. And the fact is that you throw the pebble in the pond and you see the rings go out from there. Well, you notice the further out, the bigger the rings get. Well, the truth is, that's kind of happening in the real estate market in the Washington, D.C. areas. Marge was just saying, you have buyers who are coming in to see your properties that are, they're just in a torrent under $1 million down in Washington, D.C. So the activity is phenomenal. The lack of supply is incredible. And there's a massive recovery in pricing. And a lot of the buyers who would have purchased in Leesburg are buying in Washington, D.C. in this current trend. So places like Leesburg and places out in Burke and other places that are further away in Laytonville and so on don't see the same kind of strength in the market. But it's coming. It's just not here yet. And if you need to sell or want to sell now, now's the time to make the adjustment to get the price, to get the property sold where the market really is. We have other properties that are closer in, you know, Oakton and Fairfax and Rockville and so on. And we've had to have that heart-to-heart conversation with our sellers. Well, we'd love the trajectory of price appreciation to continue to be climbing every year, but it isn't climbing necessarily yet. Or we've pushed ourselves 10% higher and we really can only get 3% more this year. So you adjust by 5 or 6% and get your property sold. Every house is different. Every lot is different. So sometimes you have a house that has a lot of noise that comes from a road nearby, or maybe it's got a steep backyard going up a hill behind you, so you have no place for the kids to play. Or perhaps you have a flag lot, which is kind of like a long stem. You drive between two houses, and then your house is built behind those. So that flag lot is less preferred because, albeit it's a little private, but you're looking out your front door at the backyard of your neighbor, and sometimes they're looking in through your front windows. So there's always something about every house, a little different. Location, size, lot configuration, the feng shui, as the Chinese would say, whether it faces east to west or south to north. So that said, I've gone through making a string of price adjustments with sellers in order to generate better interest. And North Vernon Street is a good example where we made the adjustment. We got an offer within a couple of weeks of the adjustment, and the sellers are on their way to going to settlement. If you hold fast to your price and aren't willing to take the advice of your real estate agent, then I would ask you, why do you have your real estate agent? Because you need a real estate agent to advise you, to coach you, and to guide you. And if you trust that agent to do what they say they're going to do and tell everybody what you have to offer, and you're still not getting the interest at that, then there's not much, really much more you can do other than adjust price. You know, timing, pricing, and condition are the three major considerations. You are in the right time to sell right now. The condition of your property can be modified. You can put money in, but you need to think about putting a dollar in to get $2 back. And when you're in the middle of selling the property, you're doing the work while you're trying to sell. If the difference is you put in 10 to get 20, well, okay, but you might have to take 2 weeks to do that. And if you really need a $40,000 or $50,000 price adjustment, you're better off to adjust the price to reflect where the market really is and not do the work. Okay. Trying to get some advice on getting your house ready to sell? Well, we invite you to contact us at the Eric Stewart Group. I'm Eric Stewart. I've been selling homes for 30 years, starting this September. And we're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, licensed and have offices in all three jurisdictions. And we have a toll-free number. We invite you to call us at 800-900-9104 or go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com. Very easy. You can read our blogs. You can download our free guides on how to get your house ready. You can also see our active listings, our coming soon properties. You know, I'm a big proponent of the quiet listing for those of you who aren't ready to sell. You know, you're never going to be ready to sell because you've got too much stuff, but you still need to sell your house. And ideally, you'd like to be able to sell even though you have all your stuff. Well, the quiet listing is a fabulous tool for that. You can get information on the quiet listing in the Market Ready Guide. And that Market Ready Guide is free. And we'll mail it to you if you don't have a computer. No problem. We don't charge anything for postage. We see this as an opportunity to serve the public. So that toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. How to interview a realtor before you hire one. Really important. You know, I think you got to understand how the market works these days to the best of your ability. And I'm here to guide you in that. Okay, well, I'm going to take a quick break, come back with my final thoughts right after this. Don't go away.